Welcome to a Geek's Depression podcast. Episode 3, is one ending good enough? For returning listeners, welcome back, and to new listeners, welcome aboard to the podcast. Kevin here. Hope all are well. I myself am under the weather, so if I sound a little off or being taking a little bit bigger deep breaths, that's why. Sorry, folks. I want everyone to know the podcast here is to help to get the word out about depression. You don't have to be a geek to listen. I mean, it does help, because I do talk about the geeky things. The website has info that can help you out with numbers and websites you can go to. Remember, you don't have to be ashamed to talk about having depression. So let's start with an update. For the new listeners, there are two other podcasts out. The very first one I put together, and then a second one where I recorded with my best friend Dave. He's an author. He's got a lot of very interesting reads. Please go check them out. So now on to more about me. Sorry, Dave. But let's see what's happened since then. I broke my finger, so of course it's making video games a lot harder to play. I have to play something that's more strategy-based or turn-based role-playing game, which, you know, I have plenty of them, so that doesn't hurt me. But then my SNES Mini is not getting any play now because of the finger. On the serious note for me right now is I am on new meds for my sleep. I had one before that was keeping me very jittery, dry mouth, you know, always eating, things like that. You know, side effects that weren't that good. So I went to my doctor and he did prescribe another type that's I don't have any of the side effects with, so that'll definitely be better. Like I said, anyone out there with depression, you can go to your doctor and talk to them. They hear it all the time, more than you probably think they do. So, but on to more fun stuff again. Since our last podcast, I went to Video Games Live. I will highly recommend that to anyone who likes the music from the video games. This is the second time I've seen them. This time I was on front row. On the Facebook, you can see I did two little videos. Nothing too big. I was just, you know, more interested in watching the show. They always sound great, you know, and you get to hear some of your favorite songs. I'm a big Mega Man guy, so, you know, hearing Mega Man is always a great one for me. So I'm already working on setting up a couple other, the next podcast. I'm hoping it to be a top 10 video games with my brother Pete. I asked him what he wanted to do. See, he really wanted to be on the podcast, so I was like, well, top 10 video games is always a good one. I believe I will probably try to make it two parts. I mean, I'll record it once, but drop it down to two parts because I don't want to make it too long. I believe the interview one with my buddy was a little long, and some people are, you know, don't really want to listen to an hour long of me ranting or talking or whatever I may want to say. So, but that'll be exciting. I mean, I eventually want to do my top 10 movies, which actually probably be harder for me. I know I asked both those questions in the secret code area, but, you know, that's only your favorite. So a top 10, you know, my top 10. Also here at Geek Expression Podcast, we'll be do some YouTube stuff for Magic the Gathering fans, opening packs. You know, I know some people enjoy watching that. I actually don't mind myself. It's, you know, good time waster sometimes. So they will be up. Maybe once I get more, if I get more video equipment, you know, I'll be able to put us playing some games up online, but that's a little bit down the road when I get a little more money, so, and a little bit better setup. But yeah, I've got plenty of stuff to open. I'm looking over here to my side and there's a whole bunch of stuff, even a whole complete booster box to open up, so that'll be fun. Let's see, I'm actually looking into doing a LARP here soon. I got a couple co-workers, they actually run the local LARP in the area. So, I don't know if I'm going to play or just go review it, you know, come back to everyone out here, you know, talk about what I saw or what I feel and everything like that. Apparently, they said I can get in there and play a generic little character for one night, and it doesn't really affect their story they're doing. So, that'd be kind of interesting. I really do believe so. Now, on to the reason why I actually gave this episode a name. I'm planning to name the other two eventually, too. But, you know, is one ending good enough? As you know, video game fans, there's a lot of games out there that have multiple endings, okay? Some got so many that I know I'll never go see them, you know, like, I got 80 endings. I'm not going to watch 80 endings. There's just way, I don't have enough time, you know? I mean, if I was professional just watching and playing video games, then that's one thing, but, you know, like, I'm pretty sure most people out there are like me, have a job, or, you know, school or whatever, you know, being professional playing games is really, you know, would be great, but nothing we can do right now. So, I mean, I just got done beating a game called Fairy Fencer F for my PlayStation 4. It's a really fun game. I recommend it if you're a RPG fan. It's got enough stuff to keep you entertained in there, enough a little bit. It's got a little bit of humor in it with the dialogue, you know. Like I said, I don't know, can't remember what's rated, so, you know, younger ones, you might want to double check. I don't know. But yeah, it's got three endings I know of. So I'm like, I did just beat it, so does that count as me beating the game? I mean, I did technically beat it, but I didn't see everything they could give me. So, I mean, is it worth going all the way through the game again? I mean, I have done that with some games, but there are only a few very rare games that I've loved playing so much that I've beat them more than once. This one is a great, I don't even want to say great game, but good game. You know, I'd recommend it, but I don't know if I want to go back through. I mean, maybe I might just wait a little bit, play something else, then go back through and, you know, have it, you know, maybe where it's not as fresh in my mind, considering literally just beat it like 2 days ago. So, you know, but, there's my you-knows again. Sorry, I do them a lot, too. I hope to fix that more often. I do podcasts, the more confident I'll get, and the better I'll say words of my choosing, other than saying you know to carry on a sentence. But, well, there's another one. But, also looking into wanting, I've been wanting a Vita for a while, just because I said before, if you weren't listening, I love role-playing games. I mean, I'm kind of addicted to them. Problem is, they're, of course, the longest usually of all games. But I know Vita's got some decent ones on there that I know of and stuff that, you know, you can only play on it. But my problem with this is, for a console that's really not getting the love from Sony, the system itself is still high priced. I was like, you know, it's been out for a while. I thought they would lower down in price some. But, I mean, everywhere I've looked, they're still a little high priced. I mean, I'd love to go get it, but I don't, you know, money's another option. I can't just, you know, go around throwing a couple $100 here and there, you know. I wish I could, but, you know, other things get in the way, like, you know, real life, bills, things like that. You know, you got to pay for electricity or then I can't even play the Vita. Well, I mean, could, but. So, if anyone actually has a PlayStation Vita out there, please let me know what your opinion is, or if even you've had one in the past and you got rid of it, why, what accessories do you recommend, what games do you recommend? I'm a very heavy role-playing game fanatic, so that's probably what I'd be using it mostly for, even though I was looking at a couple videos of a couple games here and there that seemed like they might be pretty decent to play. I just want to, like I said, you can message on the Facebook or even through the website. Let me know your opinion. I'd greatly appreciate it. So, like I said, these update podcasts might not be as long as I want them to be. You know, right now with me being sick, I definitely don't think this one's going to be as long as it could be. But while I'm here, I still want to say a couple things real quick. Like I said, we have the website. And on the website, you can message me with your stories of depression, your questions, show topics, whatever. I mean, feedback. I'll take anything right now. Just, you know, what I'm just with me trying to get started, I need, you know, input from others. I think that would help a lot. We have Facebook, which I am actually going to make a poll of the ending. Is one ending good enough, or do you need to actually see multiple endings on Facebook just for fun, and I can report back to you with the answers. What else do we have? You can also get your updates from the Facebook. I try to post on there every once in a while, depending on what I get into. Eventually, I might start doing some Magic tournament stuff. I'll tell you how they go, because I tend to have some issues. You know, when cards don't go my way, I tend to get angry, which apparently they say is part of my depression too. I don't believe it, but, you know, it is there, so. You know, also on the website, I want it to be there where people can actually get on and get together with one another. You know, we're all there for, you know, either the depression reason or the geek reason or even both. I mean, it would be nice just to actually, you know, maybe be able to talk to somebody out there, you know, and you can even kind of remain somewhat anonymous on Facebook. I mean, you know, they can find a lot of stuff out about you, but, you know, if you just want to talk to somebody about it, you know, how they dealt with it, or, you know, what do they recommend, you know, I mean, we're not experts, you know, but I think, you know, having someone that listens to you alone can be, you know, just as vital as some other things, you know. Keeping it up inside, not talking about it is just, it's not good. It's not going to help you. Others will notice, you know, and it will affect your, you can affect your friends and family too. You may not realize it, but it does. You know, like I said, there's information again. I hate to sound like repeating myself, but there's information on the website that you can use to contact for help too. We have Twitter as well. I only tweet very rarely. If it ever gets bigger and more people want to follow, then I might, and, you know, do random stuff on there, you know, random whatever I want. But I never was a huge Twitter guy myself personally. But I figured, you know, most everyone does use Twitter. So I figure if I get on there now, you know, it's a good start for the. Just remember, word of mouth is also a good way for you to get the podcast out there to others. I mean, if you tell one person or even two people, they tell one or two people, it'll spread. The snowball effect happens then. Like I said, I just want to get out there. I want people to understand it's not their fault. Depression, you know, a lot of people have it. So if I can help one or two people, that would be. Also, me putting this podcast out to help others with depression helps me out. I feel good when I help others. I think that's usually a common theme for most people. So if this does help you, I'm very happy. And like I said, if you want to write in anonymously to anything ever, you can do that. I don't use people's names if they do not want me to. You know, I'll just use a generic name or no name at all. So, like I said, the poll will be on Facebook. If you want to answer it, that'd be great. If you want to respond to me about my PlayStation Vita questioning, that'd be great also. So I'm going to wrap it up here, folks. Just want everybody to know out there that I hope you're all doing well. And just remember, don't be ashamed about it.